Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, 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 for your glory. That's Bishop Paul S. Martin and the full Gospel Baptist Church Choir. I love that song, and it just brings joy to my soul. For your glory, not vainglory, not anybody's praise or recognition, but just to give God praise and let our lives be just a living example of his love, his grace, his peace. Good morning, everyone. I can't believe we are in the month of May full swing. I'm like, wait, it's May 6th already, Jesus. I'm still catching up from January, but it is a definite blessing every time we have an opportunity to open up our mouths, to give God praise, to gather every week. This is what 14 going on 15 years that God set me up. That's a whole nother conversation that I'll share with you, Faithpreneurs. I'm like, all I was doing with Jesus was just gathering at a conference so we could pray. We can be intentional about the things that we were asking God for. I didn't know that this prayer call was a setup to a bigger assignment. But to God be the glory that we are still here on a conference line and in the last couple of years, including Clubhouse and being able to simulcast on both. Every time I open up my eyes on a Saturday and I think about it, I said, wow, Lord, you sure know how to sustain your assignment, your work. When it's not about you, but what God is doing through you, you definitely see his hand move through the ups, the downs. And it doesn't mean that everything is always a smooth road. We live in a very broken and fallen world. But we as faithpreneurs, we as believers should be the light, should be the opportunity for others to see the difference in our walk, the difference in our talk, the difference in our fellowship, because we are sharing his universal love across this globe. So thank you to everyone who has tuned in and taken out time just to join us in fellowship this morning. We started this call, it was originally at one long time ago, 15 minutes. It crept up to 30, then 60. And then every now and then we would do what we call a Faithpreneur VIP prayer call marathon, and we'd be on maybe on New Year's or some other of the holidays throughout the year and stay on a couple extra hours. Then y'all just love Jesus so much, you started making the marathon a regular thing. And we just in here talking about God, sharing all the goodness of the Lord, and end up being here hours on hours. And I'm like, wow. This is really a blessing to hear the testimonies, to see how Destiny Designers University has held space for the growth and development for faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs and faith-based professionals as a multimedia platform through our live teaching, through our conferences, through our magazine, and now building out the TV network. Look at God. And it is just a joy to know that when you put God first, that's the part that we always have to remember, that we can't put anything above him, before him, but we put him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all things shall be added, that we can watch and celebrate each other as we go through the different iterations of what God has in store for our lives, that we can be encouraged by our testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, that we know that even when we're going through difficult times, like this morning, one of the reasons why I started talking about the timing is that we're going to endeavor to be here within 60 minutes, maybe just a tad over, because one of our family members has had a loss. Many of you who have been with me for years and you've attended the Faithpreneur Weekend Conference, you know one of the main participants that talks about intellectual property. is my dear friend and brother, Clyde Vanell, Esquire, who also serves as a assemblyman for the city of New York, the borough of Queens. His father transitioned, and the services for his father are this morning, so we are going to support him. They're in the viewing now, and then the service is going to start within the next hour. So our family, of course, wants to be there to support him and his family, who, you know, it's never easy when you have to say goodbye to a loved one. But as we share here in this community, you honor those lives by how you live and how you remember the good times. And, you know, his mother and father, two praying individuals. And I know his mother's heart, I can't even imagine, you know, the amount of years that they've been married, 10 kids together, building this life, and to see her partner transition. But I know what a strong woman of faith she is, that God will give her the strength to get through this difficult time. So I'm just asking you all to keep the Vanell family in prayer, as well as all those who are experiencing loss during this time. We know the country had yet another headline of a mass shooting, and families are trying to figure out why and what happened. And just every time you open up a paper or you turn on a news outlet, there's some tragedy or sorrow. So we're just sending up global prayers for everyone who is in that space of bereavement right now, that God would just strengthen them and just cover them as they go through this time. And we just thank God for members of our Faith Penor family, like Ludrine, who God gave an assignment to write a journal. Everyone grieves differently, and to use that as a platform and to create other content that can help, just getting one foot in front of the other, figuring out how you adjust to the loss of a physical part of your family, friends, extended community. And I invest in my Faithpreneurs. I actually purchased a box of books because I've been giving those journals out to help some of my personal friends get through their loss and their bereavement. That's the beauty about Destiny Designers University, that we can not only pray together, we can work together, we can invest together, we can support one another. And as we build out what God is given for 2023, the Faithpreneur we can experience, and how this whole platform is shifting up to the next level. I'm just excited, because that is what he had always intended, that this would be that place for that development, for the opportunity, for the exposure, for the partnerships, for the collaborations, for the amplification of the good news of the gospel through each and every one of you who have a voice, who have a story, who have a book, who have a product, who have a service. To think about the Jason Hodge, who, you know, that's my right and left arm with everything that we do, that mastering your media is 10Xing. To think about Carmen Herrera, the Wealthpreneur, who's not only a sponsor of the work, but just the faithfulness of supporting and being there, that God is opening up doors and making way. This is the ILS conference time, and you all know I would be in Orlando, but they were honoring me last night. I received a beautiful Community Service and Leadership Award from the National Association of University Women last night, and had another program the day before. So timing and schedule just didn't allow for me to be in person, but I've been tuning in virtually, and hunty, woo, ILS is on fire this year. So if you did not tune in, I don't know if they're going to be selling the replays, but I'm glad I got my virtual ticket, because honey, Bishop and every other presenter and pastor, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, preached the other night, and he was talking about opening up your mouth to preach. And you know, I tease y'all here on this call, stop calling me Reverend and Pastor. I'm like, Jesus ain't give me that memo. And then he had to correct me that I was ministering in the marketplace. And I just started thinking about the word preach and preacher over this weekend, as I was just laughing to myself about how much I did not want to hear that being given to me as a title. I'm like, I'm just doing God's work. We all ministering saints. We all out here doing what we post to do. But when you break it down, it's all about sharing. It's about sharing a message. It's about how you are unapologetically standing in your faith and sharing the testimony, the living testimony of your life with those that you encounter. You don't have to beat anyone over the head and tell them, you got to believe in Jesus. You live the life and it will convict them to know that there is a God, that his word is true, and it will never return unto him void. And I said, well, I guess I have been doing that all's my life, Jesus. So I thank him that he has trusted me to be able to share, to be able to give that word of encouragement each and every time we've opened up this space or anything that I do, that God gets the glory and the praise. And it's just a part of the fabric of who we are, that every day we're ministering, every day we're preaching by the things that we do. So we have to be conscious of how we show up. We have to be conscious of the words we say and the actions that we engage in, because we don't want anyone to lay blame on God. Like, well, why should I go to church? Look how so-and-so is acting. Look how sister, you know, this and that is going on, or brother cucumber, or sister cantaloupe, as Mr. Boy would say. But we thank God that when we gather here, we can be comfortable in knowing that there is no judgment. We're here to encourage your growth and development as a faithpreneur, which requires a relationship with Christ, which requires the commitment to build and grow your business with an integrity to God, understanding that it's not an overnight success story that you're looking for. You're looking to be rooted and grounded, that it's not a sprint. It's a growth. It's a marathon. It's an opportunity for your faith to be strengthened from new levels, new glory to glory. You're going to continue to grow. My faith is not what it was 10 years ago. Definitely wasn't what it was 5 years ago. And Jesus, not in the last 24 months. So every time we are able to stretch and expand our faith, it makes us bold soldiers. It makes us able to stand against the fiery darts of the enemy. It gives us the capacity to have joy, right? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We can be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, because we're standing on the word. And I've been sitting with, give us this day our daily bread. You know, we say the prayers that many of us grew up with, I'm like, that daily bread, I'm understanding that daily bread in a different way, that you constantly have to be absorbing and going into the daily bread, which is God's word. That's the sustenance to our faith. That's the sustenance to our ability to be able to move forward. Just like food gives you sustenance for your body to work and to move, and water for it to go through all of your cells so that you can operate. The daily bread is God's word. It's the psalmist that get the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to write the songs that bless us and encourage us. That daily bread is that daily sustenance for our spirit to be encouraged and to be able to still move forward. We are spirit beings having a human experience, and life is gone life. So if you don't have that daily bread, if you don't have that sustenance, how can you survive? And it is through that growth and development and God placing you in houses of worship where you can come and you can praise and you can open up your mouth and give God glory. I never really, really understood how important it was to open your mouth and praise. I was one of those that, well, you know, I could praise him on the inside like hallelujah. And then, you know, the song really get to your spirit. Then you jump up and clap. But hunty, you got to chase that devil away. Open up your mouth and praise. My pastor used to say, they call us the noisy Christians. But unless you go through something, you don't know what it is to shout. You don't know what it is to give God praise. You don't know what it is for the tears to be streaming down your face in just worship and just thanks and just gratefulness for everything that God covers you from, brings you through. Because you're not promised a smooth little rose garden. You're going to have some attacks. Why? Because the enemy doesn't want you to win. He doesn't want you to succeed. He doesn't want you to tell your testimony. He doesn't want you to boldly proclaim the good news of the gospel. So he's going to do everything in his power to stop you. So don't get shocked when it happens. Just continue to pray. We don't panic. We pray. We stay rooted and grounded. We let the word guide us. We let the opportunities to interact and be blessed by the prophetic word of God. There are different administrations in the Lord, from prophets to apostles to teachers to evangelists to pastors. There's a role for each and every one of us to play. But the key is praying for the spirit of discernment so that you understand and the witness can be in your spirit as you are developing and growing. Okay, I wasn't going to go into all that this here morning. I said we're going to be here for an hour, but clearly Jesus wanted me to share that with you because my heart rejoices and I'm just so humbled that he would think of me to trust me with this work so that we can expand the work of the kingdom. We can do the things that God has called us to do as faithpreneurs and know that others are watching our example. Others are listening. Others are looking. Others are gleaning hope when they're troubled, when they don't know what to do next. So let's be on our guard each and every day, seeking God's face, asking for forgiveness for the ways in which we might fall short, and being that bright light in a very troubled and dark world. All kinds of crazy things are happening in these last and evil days. So we can't run around scared and like, oh my God, what's happening? The world. Hush it up, buckle up, pray up, and start doing the things that God has called you to do to be the answer and the solution to the problems that we are seeing. So with that, I want to say happy birthday to all of those celebrating birthdays as well, anniversaries, graduations. May is a busy month for most, so we're praying covering on all of the joyous celebrations, the christenings, all the things that are happening that are bringing joy. We celebrate with you. And once again, prayers going up for those who might be ill, recovering from surgeries, going through whatever battles that they might be facing. We're just going to shout now. We're not going to wait till the battle is over, because we know in the end you're going to win. So we pray for victory over anything that you're facing and just joy in your heart as you continue to do God's will, God's way, and we know that he will supply. So let's check the conference line first, and then we'll jump over to Clubhouse and have some of you open up your mics and greet us this morning as we have this opportunity to be here together. So conference line, star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. Let me just check the line. Okay, I think some folks might just be listening mode, and that is fine. Let me just check the mics in Clubhouse. My dear brother, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, sis. How you doing? Mic check, 1, 2.
Awesome, awesome sauce. Well, I am glad that you are doing well. I tell you, it's been a full week nonstop, all sorts of things going on at the same time, dear Jesus. But we bless God because he sits high, looks low, sees all things and knows all things. And when we calm ourselves, we can't be anxious for anything. A lot of people don't understand when I don't react to certain things or I'm quiet. It's the reason, because I'm praying for direction and for the discernment, as God always reveals, the truth of every situation. So all you have to do is just sit and let God do his work. Stop trying to do his job for him.
That's right. And you know what the beautiful thing about that is, that when things take place, it also helps us to see whatever it is that God needs to excavate. Because sometimes when we let him, well, not sometimes, every time that we let him do what he does, it's a way that he handles putting all the pieces in order and moving everything out that's not supposed to be there, just like aligning it, and everything just kind of runs seamlessly. Look, I always default back to, we did the Faithpreneur Weekend on the souped-up iPhone. Like, that's case closed for me. Always case closed.
Absolutely.
God always knows what he's doing.
But, you know, when you mention that, it's an opportunity for us to be reminded of what God did before. Mm-hmm. So when you face another mountain, when you face another challenge, we have to remember to go back to what God did before. And if he did it before, he can do it again. Even when it seems 10 times worse than the last time, because every level What they say, every level is new devils. Every level, there is something that is going to test you on a whole nother level. And trust me, I'd even start to begin the 2023 testimony, okay? But we bless God for the reminders and why it is so powerful to be in fellowship, to be reminded. Because if we are thinking through it with our own human capacity, we miss the mark for the supernatural, right? We miss the mark for the opportunity for God to be God and to show himself to be God. We miss it all together because we're trying to rationalize it and see it through our limited view. But God already has it. Right. And when we sing the songs of praise and when we thank him for your glory, when we say he's been faithful, that he can do it, let go, let God. All of these are just not trendy little lines that sound good against music. It's how you have to live. Mm-hmm. It's the language of faith. That's something PLC and I were talking about the other day with that download. I'm like, oh, that is the language I've been talking, huh? Because not everybody can speak the language of faith. Not everybody can decree a thing and know it shall be established unto you. That's the word of God. So there's power in our words. There's power in how we are able to stand and hold on to God's promises. And you have to develop that language, just like a baby learning to speak. Right? You have to learn to speak. Yes. You got to learn how to develop this faith language. This is not for the faint of heart, baby.
Straight up.
You have to understand that there is a process to strengthening and developing that so that you can truly trust God and walk on water. That's what Peter started sinking when he looked down, because then he was like, wait, hold up. I'm out here on this here ocean that don't have no floor. There's no bottom. He started thinking. And he let his mind get in the way of keeping his eyes off of Christ. But it's when he was facing him, looking at him, he didn't know what was around. He just knew he was facing Jesus and he was walking towards him. And that is the challenge for each and every one of us each day as we grow in faith, not looking at what's around, not looking at the facts of the situation to you, but knowing that God trumps all things. He makes the impossible possible. He has done it over and over and over again. The word of God is just an example, a book of documented proof that the God we serve is real. So as we look at that as proof, that proof gives us the strength and the ability to keep pressing towards the mark, to keep doing what he said for us to do, and we will see that revelation. But you don't get to that revelation, you don't get to that opportunity unless you surrender and you die to self, you die to thinking as a mortal human being, and you surrender to the supernatural will of God. All right. Maybe it's watching ILS got me all stirred up in here, but we're going to say hi to everybody else.
And you know what those three? You know what? The story of Gideon is coming up strong to me this morning. Because he shaved away everything until Gideon realized that this only God could do the work. So he removed all of the strength or the perceived strength. And he said, now watch what I do. And he confounded the enemy's camp and had the enemy fighting the enemy while Gideon and his folks came in and took the spoils. So it's a level of peace, because when you know that God is faithful to handle his business, you do step out of the way and let him do it.
Amen. And that's the beauty of the journey of a faithpreneur. When I tell you this week, I believe we'll send out the message for everyone who pre-ordered volume 2, my brother. Talk about faith in 3D. Talk about the fact that Jesus never plays any games with me. He is letting me live through every iteration, just like in volume 1. This here testimony is on a whole nother level of understanding the journey of a faithpreneur. Oh my goodness. All right. Let's go on and let Carmen get in. I see Clubhouse Auntie Rise, Dr. Rise Smile. Oh Lord, Mother Gwen up here. Jesus. Get ready. Sister Regina. So we're gonna go through all of them. And like I said before, for those who may have just joined, I didn't really scroll down to see who's here. We have a funeral this morning for the father of Clyde Vanell Esquire. You know, he is not only the assemblyman here in Queens, he's also my personal attorney and one of our Faithpreneur faculty members. So we're going to go to support him. And then I have two other events. And we also have Zeta Business going on. I mean, it's, you know, it's my life. It's always something. But we praise God for the strength to do it. So my dear Sister Carmen, the Wealthpreneur, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm nursing a hoarse voice. I've been doing a lot this week and got a full day and today and tomorrow, but to God be the glory. I'm so grateful for just you, Dr. Stacey, and this family of Faithpreneurs for almost 14 years. So I'm so grateful for this space. It's always a place that I look forward to communing and I'm just so grateful for what God is doing in this season. I've been working on a few really big things and it's just a blessing to see how they are coming to fruition. And I think I mentioned how I was working with the county treasurer on a financial literacy program. Well, that's in full motion. Actually, on Wednesday, I've been speaking to banks here in the greater Houston market. And on Wednesday, I got one of our regional banks to say, yes. They will be participating and helping us kick off this financial literacy program in the county. So they said, yes, that was a big deal. I thank God because I know it's nothing but him. And that one of the alignment, you know, banks have to have they have to get credit. I think it's called CRE credit for doing things in the community, education in the community, and financial literacy is definitely one of their initiatives. So I can't thank God enough for just his alignment. And another thing, Dr. Stacey, I'm so grateful for is having a heart of service, just wanting and the desire to serve others, put others before myself and the things that I do. And because of that, that's why, you know, I'm able to be of support to you and other people is because when I get up in the morning, the first thing after I praise him and thank him for just another opportunity to see his face, the first things I ask, who and what, who is the God that you need me to serve and what is it that you need me to do? And if we all think in that capacity, I promise you, your life as we are here living on earth will shift. It's something about being selfless and the glory and the joy and the peace that, you know, I receive from God, knowing that I'm following his word when it says to put those before him. Even when it says, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. Think about it. When you are giving, when you are doing, and I'm not always talking about money, y'all. I'm talking about your time, your talent, your resources. When you get up like Dr. Stacey and serve so many people across this country, not just in her own, you know, house and community, she's helping people across the globe. When you get up like that, God has no other choice but to see about your needs and to make sure that you are always, you know, in a good place. I'm not saying it's easy because when you get those type of blessings, it comes with a whole lot of opposition, right, Dr. Stacey?
So it's honey.
You don't know the prayers that goes on behind closed doors. I stay on my knees constantly because of the opposition. But at the end of the day, serving God's people, his community, there's nothing better, I promise you. So I just thank him for giving me a heart of service to be able to be here for others that are in need. And again, not just always money, y'all. I give a lot of time and talent in community. And that's why my voice is a little hoarse this morning. It's because of the, you know, the things that I'm doing, not for a paycheck, not for a pat on the back, just because that's what my heart what God has given me to do. So service is the word of the day for me. Amen. Serve others. I promise you, God will always make sure that you're in a good place. So I will yield my mic. Again, I got to rest. I'm stuck on some lemon. I got a whole day of service today. So I will be okay. I'm not sick. Don't feel good. But you know, when you use your voice a whole lot, it tends to get a little tired. So I love you, Dr. Stacy. I love everybody. This is Carmen M. Pereira, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur and God's Economic Ambassador. I yield my mic.
Amen. Amen to that. And I love you for that and love the service. I'm actually looking at the award that I received last night and remembering the introduction, you know, when you spoke about two things. But congratulations, my sister. I'm so excited about what God is doing. This 2023 is a shift. There's another level. And I just thank God for what he is doing and claiming the victory in advance for everything that you've invested, you've touched, the tenfold return on it, because God knows your heart and the way in which you have stood in the gap with service, with financial contribution and sponsorship, and with just the joy in which you really love God's people. And you want to make sure that everybody is financially where they need to be to do the things that we know that God has called them to do. So to have you as my sister, friend, and sponsor of this work is truly a joy. So just thank you for everything. And we're excited about the doors that are opening for you. And when you were talking about service and looking at this award, the person that introduced me last night knows me because of mutual friends, and we went to St. John's. And so it's kind of been in my life for a while. And she shifted from highlighting my bio to talking about the fact that she was preparing for the event. And she happened to look on social media and saw that I did a live. And she watched the live that I did highlighting the young lady that I met at CCC for the National Day of Prayer in New York City. And she was like, that is so her. She just put this child on blast. The child didn't even know. She was asking where she's going to school. And I started asking all of my Howard alum, everybody to start zeroing in, getting ready to help support this young girl with her passion and her desire to go to Howard. But I was doing the live because this 15-year-old prayed a prayer up in CCC like an old church mother. I said, Jesus, the anointing on this child, the boldness in her voice to be able to pray for her peers, to know that God is real, to ask for no weapon formed to prosper. I mean, you got to go online and find a streaming somewhere. That child tore the house down with her prayer. And I just wanted to share in that moment what God had done. Right, that he's raising up the voices of those who are unashamed to tell the good news, no matter the age. And for her at 15 to be so poised, to be so convicted, to be so passionate about God, it was just wonderful. And that's how she introduced me last night, telling the story of that live. And she was like, but this is who she is. And when she was elected, everybody was so excited in New York. I was confused. I'm like, well, which organization is she president of? The Deltas, the AKs, the Sigma Gamma Rose, the Kappas, the Qs? I said, because community has been my life. And while I have the honor of serving my great sisterhood of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, this is for the home team. This is for everybody that I've been in the trenches with, locking arms and aims so that we continue to make our communities better. So everyone feels it differently because it's someone that they know, that they've been working with, and they understand the way in which my desire is to give God glory through my work. So you just brought back that flashback from last night about service and how that speaks for you. I tell people all the time, I serve my way up, right? It wasn't just sitting back and just waiting for somebody to serve me. I served, and I still frustrate my entire team because that's what I do. So for everyone to be serving me, I've had to adjust myself a little bit, understand the protocols and such. And, you know, y'all fussing me here in Faithpreneur as well. But when you have a heart of service, Carmen, there's nothing we can do about it. Right. That's just who we are. And God honors that, and he blesses you, and he opens up more doors. So thank you, my sister, for just being who you are and being such a blessing to our community. Love you much. So we're going to keep it rolling. Yes, go ahead, my sister. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. Our dear friend, Dr. George C. Frazier, will be in Houston this coming week. We have multiple events, but I wanted to invite anybody in the greater Houston area to join us by way of my godmother, Miss Edna. We will be at the Acres Home Chamber of Commerce on this Thursday evening for a meet and greet. If anybody know Dr. Frazier, you want to be in that space. So either reach out to me or go to the website, I believe, Aetna Acres, or Google Acres Home Chamber of Commerce. And Dr. Frazier will be there and you'll be able to be up close and personal and meet and greet him. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And he just had a birthday. So we are so blessed. May 1st, he kicked off the month with a birthday. And, you know, I don't take it for granted that I have some incredible mentors in my life that have poured into me. And he is one, you know, my spiritual fathers, George Frazier, Dr. George Frazier and Les Brown. And Bishop Jakes is my newest one, and Bishop Tudor Bismarck. You know, I just collect all my mentors, but I just thank God for each and every one of them and the way in which they have poured into my life. So if you are in the Houston area, you definitely want to make sure that you are in his presence. Every time you can soak up some wisdom from Dr. Frazier, it's definitely a blessing. So thank you, my sister, for sharing that. We're going to let Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile, Mother Gwen, and Sister Regina, and then we are going to... miraculously see if we close down in time for me to get to the funeral. So Dr. Smile, good morning to everyone. Where you tapping in from today and what you are grateful for?
I am Dr. Smile, aka Auntie Rod. Good morning to y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know what Carmen is talking about with service, I had the awesome moment. A 3-hour call. Y'all don't stay on the phone long. David Burnett, he retired from basketball at age 31. And I got my own, like, clean out your cabinet kind of person. So, Doc, I feel honored that I got my own, you know, after, you know, Dr. Japonica getting her promotion into the heavenlies. I talked to this young man yesterday because of the services that I do at my church, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. We have what's now called Friends of Oak Cliff, because you know that we fuss about the chaos or the changes that came about from the pandemic. But a mighty blessing from the pandemic is the new relationships that have been built. Relational currency and collaborative intelligence. And this brother is on fire. He's about 48, but he sounds like he's about a 12-year-old, like he's one of Jason's boys, just excited about life and the change of life. And we were talking about the plague of what's happening with multiple myeloma in the African American community, which is the cancer of the plasma cells. And to communicate with someone who looks like you, and we know that we are wanting to fight, wanting to educate, wanting to teach that change can happen. And I want to read this and then I'll end. If you think about change, let's say the assignment for today is to take time today to make peace with change. Ask God to show you every area of your life that is in need of change and accept the answer with gratitude. Why? Refusing to change keeps you stagnant. Benefit. The benefit of being willing to change is that it places you in greater alignment with the blessings of heaven has in store. Don't minimize your greatness by being resistant to change. And then I had written Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, you know how that's how you said about your mentors or the people in your life that you have seen do execution, that you do it so flawlessly, because what Carmen is talking about, service, we were saved to serve. Even when you happen to be going through a challenging moment, a season in life, If everybody would just put a 3 for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the comments, when you have gone through some things in your life, isn't it kind of funny and comical how daddy will put somebody in your place that it's not that you are the expert, but because you're going through the experience that you end up being able to help serve, uplift, empower, encourage someone else. It's kind of, you know, it gets me every time. Even like Doc, I know Doc, you love serving people, but how many times have you really been on the airplane and you're thinking, Lord, I want to go to sleep. You think you get that window, get the window seat, get on the plane, and you're not able to go to sleep. You end up ministering. So this has been a good day, a good month to start off, of course, with praying for Dr. Frazier, him being his suave of 78. I have a birthday in May, and also Vincent had a birthday April, and then our anniversary is in June. So pray for me. I'm working on the real estate licensing and working on a practicum to really come on out with the Smile platform. And please give Brother Clyde, Nephew Clyde, my love and condolences. Give him some dap and say that's for me, for dominion, authority, and power. And Dr. Stacey, lastly, let me say this. You know, since you've been doing the presidency and you've been moving around, let me tell you the joy that I get, because I know you're back. Your flow is coming to you. When I see the most courteous Facebook and you come back in and you put a little tags on, I'm like, there she go, because I've been praying. I said, Father, just keep giving her all her puzzle pieces and get her in flow for every single day that she goes out and serves. So I'm so excited, because you would say, I'm behind y'all, but this is what I did. But I was like, there's my girl. So, Dr. Stacey, I love you. I love you. I love you. You know, I call you Madam President, Dr. GG, for the new baby that's in your life. And I'm just praying that when you have those special moments to get to look at the baby and talk to the baby, I know that she's going to emulate her doctor, Madam President GG. You are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And you have an awesome, God amazing weekend. Ciao.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much. And I hope Brother Vinny is still celebrating his birthday. So we praise God and thank him for both of you. And just continue to be safe out there and appreciate everything that you do to make sure that everyone is supported and loved. So we're going to keep it moving, because we have Mother Gwen and Chef Regina. And then we're going to attempt, if God will allow, to start winding down. So Mother Gwen, tell us where you're tapping in from this morning and what you're grateful for.
Los Angeles, I'm grateful, first of all, that I have breath in my body today. So that means I have purpose. Grateful that I was able to get into the room in a timely manner. I purposed it after the regalia from London and being in the prayer room last night holding down. I'm grateful that I, like you, unfortunately, will be getting out of this room shortly to give honor to a mentor who's transitioned 20 plus years. My pastor, formerly in New Jersey, Pastor Dolores Allen Russell, and they are having her services in Newark. I have been put on suspended, not so much leave, but I'm not able to fly right now until we can work out what's going on with my back and leg, some things happening. But I just, the value of how she poured into me for over 20 years. As a young woman, as a model for ministry, little did I know that that's what was happening. I was a school teacher in Newark, New Jersey, and was satisfied. And then the Lord just saw fit to allow me to make a transition to Los Angeles. But I saw the model of the integrity of ministry, and also the iconic words that I will keep hold to my heart. And so he's calling the generals home. And I just said, Lord, let me just, if I'm the next line of defense, which I am, let me just make sure that I will deposit something in someone that they can have a value, since I have been so privileged to have great teachers in my life, you know, not only in school, but also ministerially. And I don't take it for granted. And I'm just thanking God for that, that to just celebrate those that give just teaching to you and the words of wisdom and pearls. And I also, I'm grateful because the Lord spoke to me. He says, I want you to do something for healing of hearts. And on Wednesday, I'm still kind of tweaking it, but I'm endeavoring to be consistent in a room that God told me to put in to do. I'm going to be celebrating, honoring, and speaking healing to those that are regarding mothers and dealing with the mother womb and dealing with childless mothers. That's what the Lord told me to do. He said before Mother's Day, he said so many people are estranged from their mothers, and it's a setup. And so just how we can reflect and honor those that have transitioned and celebrate the ones that are alive and get healed if they are alive, if there's been an estrangement. And then for women who have desire to be mothers biologically but could not, a lot of healing, not just for women, but I'm just grateful for you all, this family also, and I will be praying with you as you attend the service of your loved one and beloved one. And just again, lastly, value those that are with you. They will not always be with you.
Amen to that. Thank you, Mother Gwen, and my condolences to you. It just hits different when it's someone who has been such a integral part of your life and your journey. So I know how that feels firsthand, and definitely will be covering you and the congregation in prayer as you virtually are able to celebrate and participate in the services today. And for the room that you're going to open, because there are a lot of people who are struggling in their relationships. And I'm so glad that that is something that you are going to be obedient with, because you never know who needs that healing, who needs that comfort in this time. So thank you for letting us know. So those of you that are connected with Mother Gwen here on the Clubhouse app, you can follow and know when she goes live. I'm going to have to find time actually somewhere in the coming weeks to really understand all the updates on the Clubhouse app with the houses and all this other stuff. So that'll be geek time with me and my brother, D. Jason Hodge, who loves that stuff. I'm like, what are they doing with all these updates? So we'll do that on a side note on another day. But Mother Gwen, God bless you as you move forward to minister to so many who need that information. And Chef Regina, tell everyone where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for. I'll do one last check on the conference line and then share a scripture and pray us out as we get ready to move on with the rest of our Saturday. And thank you to everyone that's here and fellowshipping with us today, or catching the replay, or viewing or listening on the podcast. So Chef Regina, over to you.
Hey, good morning. It is so good to hear you live, Dr. Stacey. Yay, yay. And you get to be with us. I'm super excited for just being able to be here, hear you and stuff with everything that you're doing. I just want to say, before I tell you what I'm grateful for, the side note that I have to say is that you are an example, and I know you probably hear this a lot, but from a seasoned woman that's always been, you know, looking to serve and be of service and still figure out how to carve my niche and really step into what the Father's given me to do. Just, you know, knowing you and being in the space of growing and honoring the gifts and understanding that it's okay to be compensated properly, but to also set your stuff up properly, to set your business up and have all these wonderful, great people that you bring into the space and the Faithpreneur conferences. I just, with all that you're doing and that you continue to do, I'm very appreciative. So I may have said it differently before, but I really needed to say it because, you know, I can catch you now. I gotta say what I can catch you because, you know, you want to move. So I just really want you to know that I do appreciate it. I appreciate the people that told me about you before, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to get on the Facebook for all this. Like, no, girl. They're like, you want to join? I'm like, yeah, but you know, it's Saturday. I got stuff to do. She's like, girl, okay, whatever. So I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I came to the first Facebook that I came to, even though I was told about the first one from Jaquan. So thank you.
Aww, I just said all that to you. Say.
I sincerely appreciate you and all the blessings that you. What's so cool about you, Dr. Stacy, and this is no blowing smoke. What's so cool about you is that you do a lot. You're honored a lot. But you turn all those things that you have and that you get accolades for, and you continue to pour back into the community and the people that you work with and that you serve. And I so appreciate that on so many levels you just don't know. For someone that loves to serve and envisions myself being in a position to take care of and have people that I can work with and for, and work in my business, you are definitely that type of role model. And I think it's totally okay for me to be in my 50s and have someone that I can still look to as one of those women that are out there in faith, putting it all out, trusting in the Lord and doing what you do. And you're an excellent example of how that works. When you put your faith in the middle of your chest and wear it like a banner and say, this is who I'm rocking with. And this is how he blesses me, even though there are challenges in my life. So I appreciate all that you bring to the table. I just want to tell you that.
Aww, okay. Thank you.
So now
thank you.
What I am grateful for is that the Lord allowed me to go on my first cruise, y'all.
Ooh, congratulations.
I was on my first cruise. I got a passport. Listen, y'all don't understand. Three of my children have gotten passports and traveled more than I have ever, okay? And I finally got my passport. I went on a cruise. I got to luxuriate. And y'all talk about food. You think I make y'all hungry. Oh, my God, this cruise will make you fat. I didn't know cruises do that, you know, with all the good food and stuff. But I'm going to tell you, it was such a blessing to be out on the water and just to really get focused and clear on just how small we are. Like, when we kind of get big in our head and, you know, trying to figure it out, when you're sitting on a body of water and you have to trust the engineers and the people that the ship and all of that and the people that's running it to make sure we get from point A to point B, I'm not only trusting in those people, I'm trusting in the Lord to guide them so that they can do their job to get me from where I started back to where I was, from point A to point B and back to point A. And just really experiencing that, it was such an honor. I was celebrating a good girlfriend of mine, 50th birthday, and she invited me and two other close friends. And, you know, one thing I realized is when you get older and more seasoned, you realize you don't always have to have a bunch of people around you, but you have the ones around you that care about you and love you and support you, and you can have the best time on the planet, you know. So I'm really grateful for that experience. I'm grateful now that I have my passport. I am certified to travel, y'all. So I'm fixing to travel, Dr. Stacy. So I saw you. You know, you're an Africa. You know, you're doing your stuff. Just let you know. Since we got a passport, okay? Just saying.
Well, I'm super happy
because just the idea of having that, the whole, sometimes we get in our head about how to do stuff and what to do. And when you are committed to just getting it done, it happens. And what was really super great, I got it in 3 weeks, and I was told that I wouldn't be able to get it because I was hitting it. I was too close to the date that I had to leave. Mm-hmm. When I tell you I trusted in the Lord, and I went where the Lord told me to go to put in for it, I didn't think about, you know, where some people stress, oh, is it going to come? I did not one time worry that I would get my passport on time because I know who I serve. And I followed his direction. And sure enough, I got it before I was supposed to leave, earlier than anyone thought I would get it. And I was just thankful. So if I'm grateful, I'm grateful for learning how to trust in the Lord and really trust in his word. And when he says, go left, go left. When he says, go right, go right. When he says to hold it, you better hold it. So
So I'm grateful. I'm not even going to tell y'all about, you know, the food that I fixed yesterday for Cinco de Mayo.
No,
well, I guess I will.
No, okay. We're not going to do that because I do not have my
Cinco de Mayo.
But Chef Regina, I'm not going to hear any of that food. No, we're not going to do that. Flag on the plate. Mute her, Jason. Mute her mic. Mute her mic. But I am excited. I am excited about the fact that you did experience a cruise. Cruising is my husband and I's favorite form of travel. We love cruising. We have been taking our kids on cruises since they were small, and they so spoiled, talking about we haven't been on a cruise in a while. I'm like, you little Negroes need to learn how to pay for it yourself. Y'all old enough now. No, but it is wonderful cruising. Cruising, when you're out on the water, for me, that's peace. And it's just the majesty of God when you're out there and just looking out in the blue ocean. Oh, just love cruising. So congratulations that you were able to experience that and have a passport, because traveling is educational. A lot of times we don't have an opportunity to go outside of our local zip code. But when you're able to travel to other countries, to other states, to other places, it opens up your mind to so much and lets you interact. You know, that's what I studied in undergrad, was sociology. I love the study of people, communities. Like, it's just wonderful to be able to travel. So thank you for sharing your testimony, what you're grateful for. We're grateful you had that time, and I'm grateful that you're not going to have time to share nothing about that food, because I was hungry and I got to go to this funeral. But we love you and appreciate you being a part of the community. I'm going to do one quick check, literally, on the conference line, because we are at the top of the hour and we have to transition. The services start in 2 minutes. So we want to be able to get over there. But I thank everyone for joining in. Conference line, if you've been listening in, thank you for being there. Star one, if you didn't get a chance to greet us. And if you've been listening in the upper mezzanine and clubhouse, we thank you for stopping by, being a part of the fellowship, touching and agreeing with us in prayer on anything in your life. I'm going to share the scripture that came up on my Bible app and then pray us out for this morning as we go on our way. All right, so those lines are silent. So Ephesians 1 and 3 came up. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So once again, that's Ephesians 1 and 3. And truly, God has blessed us with spiritual blessings. What are those spiritual blessings? The ability to use our faith, in my opinion, right? To understand that peace and that guidance and that discernment comes from the blessing of being able to, one, have our free will to choose to believe God is real and his word is true. And then two, being able to work our faith out by trusting in him, turning it over to him, and knowing that blessing in heavenly places is the covering and the protection, the revelation of God's word. Because you can read the word, but we want the revealed word for God to speak to our hearts, to help us to understand what the letter of the word is explaining to how we live our lives and how we grow in our grace in God. So be encouraged as you go through this next week, beginning tomorrow, as you move about for today's activities, as we are just trusting God to continue to do what only he can do. We don't need to tell God how to do his job. We just need to be obedient in how he is directing us to move and to operate. He knows the plans that he has for us. Our job while we're here on earth is to build our relationship with him so we can start to understand that plan, that he reveals that plan for our lives so that we can walk in divine assignment with a clarity and a focus in our divine assignment that gives honor to God's name and touches all the lives that we have been predestined and preordained to touch. So don't let other people steal your joy. Don't let the negative Nellies of the world or the petty LaBelles or the drama queens and kings get on your good last nerve. Just turn it over to Christ and know that when the aggravations and distractions and situations show up, it's an opportunity for us to pause, because you're going to be in the moment. You're going to want to do a couple of things that might not get you into heaven, but just breathe and say, Jesus, help me. let me push the pause button before I do something that might make me slip and lose my soul salvation. Keep me on the right path and help me to realize that sometimes it's not about you. You're really not in it. It's the trick of the enemy trying to distract you from staying on target and on purpose for what it is that God has for your life. So, Lord, we just come to you today to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the blessing that we can even open up our eyes, have use of our limbs and our bodies, use our voices to give you praise in this Faithpreneur VIP prayer call each and every Saturday that you've ordained Destiny Designers University to be this multimedia training and development platform for your faithpreneurs, that you get the glory from each and every one of our testimonies, our stories, our products, our services, our foundations, our real estate, all the things that you are allowing us to manifest in this world. Help us to seek you in everything that we do. Where we go wrong, forgive us. Turn us right. If we have sinned and fallen short, Lord, you know our shortcomings, and we thank you for correction in your word, and we thank you for the strength to continue to move forward and to do your will, your way. And Lord, we know you will continue to supply our needs, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love you and that are called according to your purpose. So we decree blessings. We decree joy. We decree all of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places that are covering us right now. We ask that you direct our steps, that you heighten our spirit of discernment, that we are only moving and operating in accordance for your will for our lives. We pray strength for those who are ill, who are healing from surgeries or challenges in their physical body. We pray, Lord, for those who are bereaved. We pray for the Vanell family and all the families whose names we might not publicly know today, but you know privately what they need, and we just ask you to cover and keep them. We pray for those who are fighting against mental health challenges and issues. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. So much is happening across the country that we see each and every day. Help those that need help to get it, to ask for it, to not be ashamed about it, that there are varying degrees of what they can receive to help them function each day, that there's no stigma attached with getting counseling, that you have your ordained servants who believe in you, who regardless of what it is that they can't publicly say, can privately utter a prayer for their clients and services and programs that can help those who are in need. We come against that spirit of depression and suicide that is just taking hold in so many places, and we dismiss all of the tricks and plans of the enemy. We stomp on his head, and we know that the voices that you have placed to preach, to share the good news, to serve, to counsel, will be there to help them. We pray for our children. You know all about the challenges with the young people today. Remind them of who they've been called to be as young women of virtue and young men of valor and promise for tomorrow. Cover and keep each and every one. Pray for all of the businesses. You know what is needed. Money solves all things. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. So we thank you that we can be in pursuit of constantly being cash flow positive, that you open up doors and ways for those who need that revenue so that they can serve more people with what you have given them. So we thank you in advance for the way that you are opening up doors and making way. We praise you for all of the projects that are underway for our faithpreneurs. We thank you for how you are moving with all of the work that we will be doing with National Grid and Faithpreneur Weekend 2023 and the TV launch. We just put it all before the throne and just thank you for how you're moving, for what you're doing, for the pieces of the puzzle that you're putting in place. Thank you for all the new lives, the new babies that are being born. Thank you for all the babies in my life. And I just praise you for their young lives as you cover and protect them and keep them and help their parents to instill in them what they need so when they're old, they will not depart from the word of God. And Father, there's so many blessings that you have given us, starting with just the gift of life that we want to say thank you for. Not for all that you can give us, but just for being God all by yourself. So any prayer requests that we didn't get to publicly hear, please don't hesitate to grant unto your children the desires of their heart that are in alignment with your will for their lives. So we give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for my husband, children, family members, far and near, team members, partners, sponsors, for my beautiful sorors of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated that I have the honor to serve and that keep me before the throne each day as I lead and move our organization forward in the memory and honor of our five triumphant pearls who I knew had a relationship with you. So we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and all that's ahead of me today, I ask you to go before, make every crooked place straight, and make each piece of the puzzle fall in its place. Thank you for the Jason Hodge, Carmen Wealthpreneur Herrera, Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Roz, for their love and support in making sure that this space continues to move forward, and everyone, every name that is here, those who will catch the replay, we thank you for their love and their participation in being a part of the community, and those who intercede for me each and every day, like PLC McKinney and all of the ministers and bishops and prophets who are here, who cover and keep me and have been assigned to this work that I have to do. So I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, family. I am going to close this out. Thank you, my brother, for always being here. And yeah, let me see if I can do one of my praise songs as...
Look, the one you came in with was fire. I was like, what? Yeah, for you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's that praise and worship. But I'm a pray. Yeah. This one, I think I've played before. After this, the reason why I love it, it's future focus, right? It's after this. After we go through, after all of the trials and tribulations, we know we're going to be all right. It's a quick one.
That's right.
And actually, what I might do, hold on. Yeah, let me just play it real quick. I'm going to just play a little bit of it, and then we're going to close down the room. God bless you all. Love you.
Oh, and sis,
yes.
Before you do that, we got to remind them, y'all visit the link atop here, faithpreneurweekend.com. You know, peruse the site, but stay connected and share it out. Share it out.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Share it out. Sign up. Those who've been asking how to give offering or how to partner with me in this work, just go to the Sow a Circle page and you can make your contribution there as we move this forward. So thank you, my brother, for that reminder, and share it out as we build out the community. All right. After this, we gonna be all right. Braden, after this, it's going to be all right. God bless you. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. This room will close in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
But I'm in the season called after this.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.